It's Marketplace Tech for December 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's happened to all of us. We go to a website and a message pops up on a screen saying the website is not to be trusted. Well, beginning January 1st, we could be seeing a lot more of those messages. That's when many browsers will stop recognizing a special algorithm that checks the validity of websites. It's known as SHA-1, and it's been found to be vulnerable to cyber attacks. Only problem is what comes next might not be compatible with older browsers. Facebook and the security firm Cloudflare are suggesting a backup option where old browsers still recognize the old algorithm. Stephen Cobb at ESET says there's no easy answer.
The problem with the Facebook suggestion of a fallback mechanism is that that can then be abused by the bad guys. But it's true that there are, you know, a lot of people, particularly in less developed countries, countries that are just coming onto the internet, who are using older, cheaper technology that will be cut out.
If you're using older versions of Windows XP or a phone with an out-of-date Android operating system, you might be vulnerable. More info on the backup option on facebook.com/marketplacetech. Whether you're an investor, a big company looking to acquire smaller companies, or an end user, it's always good to look where the action is. Right now, there's a lot of action in fintech, or financial technology startups. Fintech companies, whether in website or app form, are changing the way people deal with their money, and in some cases, challenging big banks. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood brings us more.
Tina DeCarola shows me around her modest, toy-filled townhouse in Hayward, California. She lives here with her 2.5-year-old daughter, Alice.
I bought her that little desk over there, the little chalkboard desk.
It's a small desk, but it represents a big change for DeCarola.
Probably 6 months to a year ago, I finally started getting back on financial track.
She got off track when she was pregnant with Alice. DeCarola lost her tech job, was paying some of her parents' medical bills, and was $18,000 in debt, most of it on credit cards.
And I realized all I could afford was to pay my interest.
DeCarola went online to Prosper. It's one of a few sites that let people apply for small personal loans to do things like consolidate credit card debt. She consolidated her debt, and she's now saving $400 a month.
If I don't want to cook, you know, I don't have to, like, take out a loan to buy pizza anymore, whatever.
Prosper and Lending Club are the best-known examples of so-called peer-to-peer lenders or loan marketplaces. They sprung up during the financial crisis, and they began by matching up borrowers with individuals who wanted to loan money as an investment.
What we're seeing in reality is a whole new way to create loans.
Richard McGronwells is with Willis Financial Institutions Group. It assesses risks to banks. He says that as sites like Prosper and Lending Club started loaning out billions of dollars, the big money started moving in.
While the face may be the P2P lender website, what you'll see is the actual cash is coming from more traditional sources.
Like hedge funds, insurance companies, and other investors. One Morgan Stanley estimate says marketplace lending will account for 8% of consumer loans by 2020 and 16% of small business lending. So suddenly, banks are starting to worry about all that business going elsewhere.
It's another barbarian at the gate for these truly large retail banks.
Matt Harris manages financial tech investments for Bain Capital Ventures. He says these new lending companies will continue to expand into the bank's territories.
So healthcare lending, both Lending Club and Prosper have already moved into that space. And increasingly, there will be conflict.
For Tina DeCarola, the future of banking is all academic.
In 3 years, I know that I won't have any more debt. And I'm like, maybe I can actually buy a house.
And all the pizza she wants. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.
The NBA is partnering with an Israeli company called WSC to use a kind of automatic video editing tool to track real-time movements of players on the court and quickly create highlight reels. The tool is called AvGen. Mike Allen is Senior VP of Digital Products at the NBA. Mike, give me the rundown on how this works.
So WSC creates automated video highlights. It does that by analyzing both video and the video quality, the audio quality and the audio waves, as well as our statistical feeds, particularly our play-by-play. And combining all of those three things, it's actually able to create video highlights in near real time.
It's employing some machine learning, I would imagine. How then does the editor's job change?
So the editor's job doesn't change at all. Really, where we're really excited about this software, this technology, is the amount of incremental content that we otherwise would not be able to create. So we're still creating those same highlight packages, but this allows us to create so much additional content. We are now able to cater the content creation based on our fans' preferences and needs around the world.
I guess I think of highlight reels, there's an art to them, right? There's an aspect of timing, of picking the right camera angles, things like that. How does this software tackle that part of it?
Well, so it's a finely tuned algorithm. It factors in a number of things, including kind of the video presentation, the audio presentation. In other words, when an announcer's voice may spike during a specific dunk, the algorithm will recognize that that probably is a significant play and tag it as such. Then, of course, we have very detailed statistical feeds for really every point in the game. We've learned that we have such a high demand for video content. You know, last year alone, we had 4.2 billion video views across our app and our website. And what we're finding this year with all this kind of additional content that we've been able to create, that the demand is even growing, and we're able to, you know, satisfy our fans in a way that we were not able to do so before.
Mike Allen is Senior VP for Digital Products for the NBA. Mike, thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.